Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
During the 2017 NFL Draft, the Saints made some amazing decisions. Well, now you can make an amazing decision of your own. Sign up to become an annual Saints Happy Hour Fan Club patron before October 1st and save 10% off the monthly rate. You get access to the Saints Happy Hour daily podcast ad-free. No ads ever. You get the Saints Happy Hour booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing. Access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. What are you waiting for? This great offer ends October 1st. Go to saintshappyhour.com to save 10% today. Once again, that's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Well, when the Saints win, we celebrate. When they lose, we decide whose fucking fault it is. They went to Vegas.
It's Ralph's.
I don't know if we can blame Ralph on this one, actually.
I don't know. I mean, I've had bad experience in Vegas. I got laughed out of a craps table by a woman with an oxygen tank when I was up like $3,000, and then I ended up losing it all. And she said, "Those dice are cold. You need to walk away." True story.
I can believe it.
But, you know, I got this for you, Dave.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
I mean, that's pretty much the theme of tonight's show. I don't even know where to begin except that.
You're so low energy, man.
It went so sideways. Like, it was 17-7, and I was like, they're doing whatever they want. They sacked David Carr 3 times. This is going to be a boat race. 2-0. We're going to make fun of Atlanta, and we're going to be the best team in the NFC at about 10:30 at night. And it all went so wrong. Dave, I was stunned at how wrong it went so fast.
Are we in the trust tree? Are we in the Burns circle of trust here?
Always.
Because I've got to admit, as disappointing and depressing as the Saints losing was, I did win my fantasy matchup epic fashion last night. I needed about 40 points going into the Monday night game, and I was starting Jared Cook, Devin
Waller. God, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
And the Saints defense. And so, obviously, we know what Waller did. He got me, like, almost close to 30 points. The Saints defense was doing pretty well with their sacks and the fumble recovery and the low points until they gave up that last touchdown. But I was a half a point down, and the Saints had the ball on the last drive, and the second-to-last play breezed through the pass to Cook. And that got me my extra point, and I won my fantasy matchup on a garbage pass to Cook with like 20 seconds left.
No one gives a shit about your fantasy. No one cares.
I know nobody does. I got to be honest. I was kind of cheering while the Saints were losing. It was a dichotomy. It was very bittersweet.
You are a terrible person.
All right. Well, look.
Is Kevin here tonight? I see a blue screen.
Yeah, you know, no, he's here.
I see Kevin fine. I'm actually looking. I have our YouTube video behind me, and YouTube is showing Kevin with a blue screen, but I see him fine.
Yeah,
on my iPad, so I don't know what's going on with you, Ralph.
So, Kevin, did you see the game? Were you able to watch?
No, that is a negative, Ghost Rider. I'm working nights all this week, so I was only able to check in intermittently on the game.
Didn't you watch last week?
No. I watched the whole game last week. It was
Jesus,
America's
Kevin,
game
who's going to break down the film?
So we
who's
going to
break down the film
watch.
Tonight? If you don't even
right.
watch.
Right. You can pin this one on me. That's okay.
I thought it was all Ralph's fault, but it's all Kevin's fault.
Well, I mean, they didn't. If they'd have had Clowney, that it probably had 8 sacks. So, I mean, maybe you can blame me.
There goes the in-depth analysis I was hoping to get from Kevin tonight. You didn't mention it's Andrew's birthday today.
I didn't. Happy birthday, Andrew.
He's 40, the big 4-0. And what I learned today, he should.
I want to say this. Mr. Juge, he left Andrew a nice birthday message on the voicemail, but about halfway through, it fell apart and turned into audio that wasn't even usable for this podcast.
Whoa.
So,
wait a minute.
But I just
wait. Wait, Andrew's mom called our hotline?
Andrew's dad. He called the hotline.
Andrew's dad called the hotline. Oh, okay.
He's probably – he's got it like you, Dave. He's got it in the phone, and when he's ready to fire off a hot take, he just goes, and it's probably like SHH hotline, and he just fires it off, and he fired off a hot take, and he wished Andrew happy birthday. But speaking of that, Dave, are you going to take a victory lap? Should I play the hotline sound now, or should I wait? Or do you want to take your victory lap now?
No, we'll talk about the hotline later.
So, Andrew, you actually do watch the tape, not as much as Kevin, but you get around to it. Saints Twitter, they want Breeze done. They want Winston. They want Taysom Hill. He's washed. It's like 37-11 the last 3 years, never even happened. They want him out the door. Are they partially correct, or are they totally insane?
They're not totally insane. I don't know that I'm there yet. I mean, we've talked about this, so I apologize. Like, sometimes I don't know who only watches the show and who listens to our daily show, but we talked about this kind of in depth today. So
I don't take into
listen to his daily, then yeah, that didn't go well. But yeah, that was bad. But I would say this about Breeze. You know, my main takeaway is that I believe, at least for now, that and the hot take out there is that he looks like Peyton from, you know, the last year when Peyton was in Denver and he was awful. And I'm not seeing that. Just watching the tape, to me, it's more execution. It's not arm talent stuff. Now, we've known for a while that Drew doesn't have the deep ball.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At least like you used to. Drew hasn't been 2011 Drew for a few years now, so nothing new there. But I don't know that I saw anything in these last two games that tells me that he's significantly worse than last year. To me, he's missing throws, but it's not like he can't get it there. It's an accuracy issue. It's an execution issue.
Well, I have a bone to pick with the people that think that this is Drew's fault, especially last night's game. I think attacking Drew Brees, not attacking, but you know, but I think giving up on Drew, I guess, is maybe the better way to put it. That's going for the low hanging fruit. I don't think that Drew Brees, yes, he threw the interception. I don't think he saw the guy standing on the logo. I legit think the guy blended into the field and he might not have seen him.
That is fucking stupid. Wake up.
But I think pinning it on Brees is a cop out. I think it's ignoring the other glaring issues that this team has. And these issues are way more significant. We're not seeing the forest for the trees. Look, all last week, you know, all the experts, what we heard about the backup tackles and how Cam Jordan was just going to be eating his lunch all day. Didn't happen. That was wrong. I heard a lot of people talking about, hey, we need to clean up the penalties from last week. Didn't happen.
By the way, Dave, I got to stop you. The Saints set a record for the most penalties yards in a two-game stretch in the history of the franchise. And anybody
and
that
Brandon,
has...
Brandon Browner wasn't even on the field.
Brandon Browner wasn't on the field. Jim Haslett wasn't the coach. And they still set the record for most penalty yards in a two-game stretch.
Right. You're making my point. We're breaking fucking penalty yardage records, but all we're fucking talking about is Brees, okay? We talked about, oh, they got to stop Josh Jacobs. We forgot about Darren Waller. Whoops, sorry about that. All of these things that the Saints could have done, that they should have done, and none of that materialized. But here we're talking about...
I got breaking news, Dave. I got breaking news. Darren Waller just caught another pass.
I didn't hear anybody last week saying, man, we really need Drew Brees to step up. And, if he could just play like Patrick Mahomes just for like one week, you know, that would be really awesome. Okay, nobody said that because it's not within the realm of possibility. Nobody should be expecting that. We know what Drew Brees is. If you think that Drew Brees is all of a sudden going to be his 2011 self, you're just a fucking idiot. You are just an idiot. You are stupid, okay? We know what Drew Brees is. First of all, Drew Brees last night went for 26 for 38 with 312 yards and a 91 passer rating, okay? The Chicago Bears would love to have that line, that stat line, okay? That's not some pissant, shitty stat line, okay? Last week, he went for 18 for 30 and only threw for 160 yards. I didn't hear shit talk about Drew. Everybody was too fucking happy sucking their own dicks about us beating Tampa Bay that nobody even bothered to care about Drew Brees not really putting up great numbers.
I don't know that I did that for the record.
Well,
when you're around that 40-year-old age, it's kind of hard to pull off.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, I'm not as bendy.
Drew Brees was never going to be amazing. He's not going to be amazing for the rest of his career. Everybody needs to accept that. We've known that. We've been saying that all offseason. We have been saying all he needs to do is just be a game manager. Any intelligent Saints fan knows this. And you mentioned people talking about the Broncos. I think that's a good comparison. I think they set the standard. They set the template when they won the Super Bowl. That's what we're trying to duplicate here. And I think that Drew Brees is doing just a fine job of that. The Broncos didn't win the Super Bowl because of Manning. They won in spite of Manning and some of his deficiencies.
Well, here's... deficiencies.
He was just one piece of the puzzle. Do not interrupt me. I am still going. Okay? Let me tell you something. The year the Broncos won the Super Bowl, they scored 355 points. Only 355 points. The Saints have never scored that few points in all of the Sean Payton era. They've never even come close. They always score at least 400 points, if not 500 points. Okay, so we're not – Drew Brees is playing at a better level, like Andrew said, better level than Peyton Manning was the year they won the Super Bowl. You want to know what the difference is? The rest of the fucking team, okay? They had the Denver Broncos had the most amazing fucking defense that year. And they probably didn't put up 250 yards of penalties in two games. Okay? That's why, Aunt Ralph, like you said this morning with Eric Paulson, that's why you said they were so hard up for Jadeveon Clowney. Because they knew that they need a fucking great defense. They can't just fucking have Drew Brees as their quarterback and have just a mediocre defense or maybe just a good defense. They need a fucking great defense. And it's obvious now.
Well, I want to say this. Yeah. I want to say this. Our biggest day of sign-ups for this podcast, by the way, you should sign up. You can sign up annually now and get 10% off before October 1st. Do it. It's amazing. Gabe, John, Dexter, Carl, Pam, ton of people have done it. It's amazing. You should do it. But the
Dexter,
biggest day, single day sign-ups for this year is the night the Saints signed Emmanuel Sanders. We had 13 people sign up for this podcast to listen to our breaking news podcast where me and Andrew basically danced and were euphoric because we were like, they got Emmanuel Sanders. They're going to be the fucking death star in offense. And that
that is like milk.
That dude is barely room temperature.
Yeah. And let me, I'm done with my rant. I just want to conclude on this. You people that are complaining about Drew Brees,
so you're not done.
I am done. No, I'm making my final point. You people ruining the Drew Brees farewell tour, okay? It's not warranted. Drew Brees is not the reason that this team lost against Vegas, and he's probably not going to be the reason if the Saints continue to lose. There are a lot of other problems with this team, and they're much bigger than Drew Brees just not being able to throw 50 yards downfield. We fucking knew that. We knew that wasn't going to happen. None of this is surprising. I'm done.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I have a question for you. I know you watched the film.
Yeah.
You said you watched the game from all different angles yesterday. Why does Malcolm Jenkins only play at a above average level when he's not on the Saints?
I don't have an answer for you, Ralph. I apologize. I'll have to go back into the film room with Jaworski.
I mean, he turned into 2012 Malcolm Jenkins, where he's the worst safety in the league. It's just like he signs with the Saints. He turns into a giant pumpkin. What the hell?
Patrick Robinson is a big fan of that move also. Fleur-de-lis goes on my helmet. Back to
trash. But Andrew, is 2020 as bad as the Saints secondary was last night?
Let me think.
I mean, it was bad.
Let me go back to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He was awful. Okay. Malcolm Jenkins, potentially even worse. Somehow, Marshawn Lattimore shuts out Mike Evans on multiple occasions, but he faces Hunter Renfro and Brian Edwards, and he can't stop him. So, nope, he didn't have a good game. Jack Rabbit, pass interference on that bomb at the end of the game. That was freaking great. That ball was uncatchable, by the way. I stand by that.
Yeah, I can't believe they called that. They shouldn't have called that.
Yeah, all that talk about Marcus Williams and his tackling during the offseason, all that hard work he put into tackling, and that sure looked great.
I'm telling you,
PJ Williams, he's freaking star of the day for the Saints in training camp.
No, I'm gonna say. Oh wait, my soundboard just went. There it goes.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
Slow on the draw.
Can you guys think – I can't think of – you guys are much better at analogies than I am, but, like, what would be a good analogy for what the Saints tried to do to Waller yesterday? Like, they threw every fucking dude, every coverage, bracket. They tried everything. They threw the kitchen sink at that guy. And
it would have to be like a Bond villain just like sending everybody at James Bond and nothing works, right? Or like a superhero movie where they just send everybody at the Black Panther and nothing stops them.
They send his friends, they send his enemies, they send his own army at him.
I mean, it. Here's the thing with
even when they weren't getting roasted by the Raiders, they were getting flagged.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say a hot take, and this is going to be scorching and melt Saints Twitter, but I don't care. I am completely out on paying Marcus Williams, Dave, and I'm completely out on paying Lattimore. Marcus Williams, I hope you play better in 2020 because I want the Saints to win the Super Bowl. But as well as you play, I don't care. Thank you for your service. Go get paid by somebody else. Lattimore, they can trade him in the offseason. I cannot take this up and down bullshit of I'm going to be awesome versus Mike Evans, and then I'm going to be garbage for like a month, and then when they play Julio Jones, I'll be great again. I can't take it, and I'm definitely not going to pay $100 million for that privilege.
We have Rob Norton has a good analogy. He says Waller was a Jedi and the Saints defenders were the stormtroopers. That's a good one. Why didn't we put Taysom Hill on Waller?
That's a great point.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
I would pay good money to see
Taysom
that.
Hill, by the way, two carries. That's it. Two touches. Really? That's all we're doing.
Were going to do the fake punt. I thought they were going to do the fake punt the first time. Then later in the game, we all thought they were going to do the fake punt. And I think they were thinking about it because it took them a while to snap the ball. I don't think they liked the look that the Raiders were giving them. So they just decided to punt it. But I think they were thinking about a fake punt there later.
Like, I'm not even kidding. I know Taysom Hill's never played the position. And I mean, I'm sure his technique would be awesome. You really think he would be worse on Waller than all those guys did?
Mm-mm. I mean,
like, no practice, no preparation. Like, Taysom, go out there, go cover this guy. Would it have been any worse?
It wouldn't have been any worse. I mean,
probably yes. But for the sake of this podcast, no. I think he would have done a great job.
He would have had three picks.
Gruden just told David Carr after the third sack. He said, son, stop this bullshit and just throw to Waller until they stop it. And they never did. Like, and Andrew, you broke down the film. Like, it wasn't like the Saints just did the same thing over and over. Like, they tried every possible thing under the sun. Zone, man, bracket, bolts, all of it. None of it worked.
Yep.
So I gotta say this. And it was hard to argue with the media this summer because, they only let like 10 of them to practice because of the Rona. And they kept saying Drew Brees looks fine. His deep ball is good. But I kept seeing Nick Underhill and other people. They'd be like, I tracked Brees' stats today and he was 6 of 11 or 7 of 12. And I'd be like, man, those stats aren't great. Should we have done, Andrew, the 2014? Should we have done the 2014 where we were like, everybody was like, Brandon Cooks, he is a rookie and he is amazing. He is roasting the Saints secondary four times a day. He is going to be All-Pro Hall of Famer. And we were like, yeah. What we should have been is like, the defense is a trash can. Should we have been more in tune to what the Saints' defense was doing to the offense in the summer?
Maybe. I mean, the thing is, we didn't know Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas being out was freaking huge. And I'll put it to you like this. Remember when Teddy Bridgewater came in and the Saints were 5-0? It occurred to me then that it was Michael Thomas and not Drew Brees that is the most critical part of this team.
People in the chat room said I got the car. All the cars look alike. Their eyebrows are painted on, and they all look alike. Don't
even Austin Carr.
Yeah. Well, that was a question. Who's the Saints' number one receiver now? Emmanuel Sanders or Austin Carr? With Mike Thomas out.
Tommy Lee Lewis is like their second best receiver, I would say.
I mean,
honestly, while we're on the subject, I mean, Traquan hasn't done amazing, but I think he's filled in pretty nicely, and he's seems to kind of be taking that next step that we always kind of thought he would.
He does, but I will say this about Traquan Smith, Andrew. He has a skill that is not a good skill to have. He gets blasted all the time. Like, that dude, like, twice a game gets lit up like a Christmas tree. And I worry that he's just not going to stay – he's just not going to stay healthy. And I don't – like, am I overstating it? But I feel like he gets lit up all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't have the Lance Moore, Brandon Cooks, Ted Ginn gene of just – or Joe Horn had this too – avoid a hit at all costs. You know, just go down, catch the ball, and fall down like a rag doll immediately. But that's after the catch. My God, man. I mean, he's awesome. You know, and that's the thing about Traquan that I respect is sometimes he's going to drop it. Sometimes he's not going to run great routes. But if he catches the ball and he has space, he can really punish you, and we saw that in that game. I was happy to see it. That was the first time in more than a year that I felt like Traquan could be an NFL receiver, like a real one.
He's a big boy now.
He's a real boy.
All right, before we get to the rest of the show, Dave – we got to do the soundboard. You are irrational. The hotline. You are irrationally excited about the hotline. You've been pumping it like a drug pusher on the corner, trying to get people addicted to it, telling them to put it in their phone, tell them to call. And week one, the Saints, they defeated Tampa. So people were excited about the win. But I feel like after week two, the hotline isn't to celebrate victories. The hotline is more therapeutic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely,
we got some hotline calls from people, and we edited them together. I'm going to play them now. The first one is just amazing, but they're all really good. So let's take a listen. And by the way, do you have the number for the people? So if they want to call in and leave fun voicemails, they can do so.
I do. I mean, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, you can see it's in my background. You can easily just read it right there. It's I'm pointing at it right now. I don't know if you can see that. But the number is 210-595-0618. It's going to go straight to voicemail. I want you to put it in your phone. Put it in your phone right now. Lock it in. That way it's there when you need it, when you want it most. And it's Google Voice. Nobody's going to answer.
Just click on the button below and subscribe on YouTube, please. It helps us.
Yes. When we get to 1,000, we can monetize the channel and help Hurricane Relief, because we're donating every dime we make from YouTube this year to Hurricane Relief to help Lake Charles. So do it. Subscribe.
But if you call the hotline, it's Google Voice, so it'll ask you for your name. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to give your name if you want. This could be anonymous. We don't know who's calling. So just don't answer that question, and then it'll let you start ranting, and you just go off. You have yourself a day. Just try to keep it short, 30, 60 seconds or whatever. We don't have all day on this podcast. But anyway, let's roll that beautiful bean footage, Ralph.
All right. First of all, the game is over. I'm drunk. I've been drinking White Claws all game, and as the kids say in college, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Second of all, don't answer the Saints Happy Hour podcast thing that you guys had going on this summer. I want a free t-shirt. And the second I get this t-shirt in the mail, you guys switch the fucking logo. So fuck you guys for that. Third of all, look, gotcha. I can't understand my handwriting. I'm drunk. I'm sorry. Hold on. What the fuck does this say? All right, fuck third of all. Fourth of all, whose fucking defense was out here this week? We had fucking three coverage sacks in the first half, and then we start fucking blitzing and let everybody fucking just run wide the fuck open. Who was that? But this is a fucking, did Greg Williams run the fucking second half of this fucking Saints game? Who the fuck was that? Fifth of all, Breeze's arm is as dead as Ralph's, and that's the joke. That's the joke, guys. That's all
wrong.
I got. But seriously, I love this fucking podcast. I've listened for years. But this last part is lame, so delete the last part where I compliment you guys, because that doesn't go with how this show goes. So fuck it. That's it. That's the voicemail. That's it. That's it. Play me on the show. Or don't play me on the show. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, this is Nick from New Jersey. Morning after that rough loss. And, Juge, I just need you to tell me that Drew is going to be okay, because everything, it just looks different, man. I'm getting concerned. And I just need you to tell me it's going to be okay. And I need you to tell
it's
me
gonna be okay.
That you know what you're talking about. And, Ralph, I want you to know that your ads are making me absolutely crazy. And I think I'm going to finally bite the bullet and sign up this week. So congratulations to that.
He did Who sign that? Up.
All right.
Hey, guys. First time, long time, as they would say. Never really thought I'd call this thing, but needed to vent. They said that continuity would be key in 2020. Well, as we've learned with anything in 2020, it's all just a bunch of horseshit. Drew Brees looks old for two consecutive weeks. The defense, I think that more says about Tampa Bay than it does about us. And not feeling too good. We don't look very good right now. So I'm going to go drink some more, and I hope you all are too.
We are.
1-15 doesn't sound that bad, right? No, it won't be that bad, but I was really excited about this year, and just, you know, as Drew always talked about windows, unfortunately, I think this window is closed. Goodbye.
Man, that is dark.
This guy, look,
what the fuck are we doing, man? Losing to the fucking Raiders. Man, I just fucking Raiders. Like, should be blowing them out. Lost a lot of money tonight, so there's that. But I'll make it back next week.
Chris, Mid City, calling in after the game. Hunter Renfrow, 5'10" versus Cam Jordan on a block, on a rub, 6'4", tonsorially excellent. I don't want a guy looking like an accountant blocking a defensive end on my team. That's embarrassing above anything else that happened in this game. Cam Jordan needs to reevaluate his entire stance on life, because this was an embarrassment for him in particular.
See, call the hotline. You could be a star on this show.
Yeah, you guys are all famous now.
I know.
I gotta say, that one guy after week two, he was like on the ledge already,
dark.
Looking
yeah.
over, thinking about making the jump. Jesus Christ! We need to call him back and make sure he's okay.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Dave, take your lap.
The guy that lost.
The hotline is really the therapy line, apparently, is what
yes.
it is.
That's good. Keep them coming. Keep calm. We'll see what happens next week.
See, keep them. I want good ones when they win, though. The hotline will be. You know.
I don't know. I this was oddly therapeutic for me. Like, as kind of down as I was about the loss and how awful they were, like that, I don't know what, maybe it says something about me, but listening to those voicemails kind of improved my mood. Maybe it made me realize that life isn't so bad. You know, if these guys are taking it so hard, maybe I'm not that abnormal after all.
The guy at the beginning, I was literally crying that he insulted the podcast. He insulted me. He insulted everybody. It was just like.
No, he didn't insult you. That was an insult to Drew Brees, not you.
I felt hurt.
Yeah.
So, Juge, get in the Discord channel. I asked the people in the Discord channel, which everybody that's a patron, get in the Discord channel. It's amazing. It's worth signing up for this podcast for a year and getting the 10% off just to get in the Discord channel when Atlanta lost on Sunday. Oh my God. The Discord channel was like cocaine. Awesome. I wanted to snort it. It was amazing. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. But get in there. I asked people to send us questions, Juge. Get in there.
All right. Well, I'll give this one to Dave since it's your buddy Brad. Dave wants to know – Brad wants to know, did last night's game actually happen? Two-part question. Did it actually happen? And then more seriously, was there any kind of plan at any point to stop Darren Waller?
No, the game last night didn't happen, but I did somehow – mysteriously win my fantasy game.
Darren Waller caught another pass just now.
I think they, to seriously answer the question, I mean, I think they had a plan initially, and I think they had to abandon whatever plan that was.
It blew up right in their fucking
right,
face.
Because it wasn't going well. And then after that, I think from that point on, like you guys mentioned earlier, I think the plan was, let's try everybody and see what happens. And then the problem is they didn't
execute the
real plan, which should have been, like your dad said, was put Taysom out there and see what he could do against Waller.
Clearly, yeah. All right, Ralph Herb asks, did Carr really outplay the Saints D, or was it more of like a Gruden Olsen outcoaching Peyton and Allen?
Well, first of all,
I don't take into account shit. All I take into account is they kicked our ass today. That's what I take into account.
That's my answer.
Ralph, besides simply winning this Sunday against a Packers team, what's the saintsiest thing the Saints could do on Sunday?
Ooh, the saintsiest thing they could do is they're down 14 in the fourth quarter. Peyton rips off his mask. They come back and win. And after the game, Peyton is like, fuck it. I'm not wearing a mask the rest of the year because we came back and won.
And then he gets suspended.
I'm just going to pay the $1.6 million fine. Fuck you, Goodell. And we start a GoFundMe to help him. That'd be the saintsiest thing ever.
That is saintsy.
I think the most saintsy thing they could do is just totally blow out the Packers. You know, they'll fucking lose to Vegas, and then they'll play a great team like the Packers that have Aaron Rodgers and Jones and Adams who are playing incredible, and they're going to blow them out 42-10.
And then they go to Detroit
10.
And help save Matt Patricia's job the next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, speaking of, that's what Nola said on the Discord channel. He said that the saintsiest thing would be a blowout of Green Bay by 20 points with Drew Brees going for 410 and 5 TDs.
Yeah, totally.
Dave, I'll let you have this one. This is the last one from one of my favorites in the Discord channel, Belt Balky. He wants to know, what the fuck was that?
Balky, I do love Balky too. He's my perfect stranger. See what I did there? Guess see what I did? What the fuck happened? I don't know. I look, we've already, obviously we've covered this ad nauseum.
I got the answer, Dave.
You think you know, but you don't know. And you never will.
That's fucking perfect. Before we segue into the next thing, I want to say I watched Ralph's morning show appearance today. I think it was his first one of the season because he didn't have it last week. Yeah. I live. I sit there and I refresh WWL TV until they finally add the video to Ralph's column. And I loved it. I got to say, though, so far, it's Eric Paulson 1, Ralph Malbro 0. Yeah. Eric Paulson got a shot about living with his mom. I think he said something about
Well, he does that every week.
Yeah. I got the new background to promote the show. The podcast, so you don't get the cat. But I think WWL, they want me to go back to El Natural and have the cats. The cats add an authenticity to it that the people like.
But so. I gotta say, I mean this in all sincerity, and I would not say this. I don't just fucking blow smoke up people's ass for the sake of it. Ralph, I think you are very good on TV. you have just. I just love the rapport between you and Eric, but you are very lighthearted. You're not nervous. You go right into it. You're yourself. You're quick with a joke. I think you do a very good job.
The thing is,
they ought to give you more airtime.
Thank you. I the thing that I was disappointed with today is I forgot that I really only get – it's really only two questions they ask me, and I really only get three jokes, and I got to fire off the good ones. And I still had one in the chamber to fire off, and I didn't get it because they cut me off and set me on my way. So I got to focus in. I'll be better next week. I'll be tighter, and I'll move the good jokes to the front.
Dave, I didn't tell you this, but Ralph texted me earlier this week, and he's like, "Hey, you know, my buddy in Lafayette, Scott Prater, he really wants to have both of us on the show." And I'm like, "Oh, that's really cool. Like, I've been doing radio spots for 10 years for various stations, but I've never done one with Ralph." So I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do it." And so he's like, "I'm gonna give Scott your number." And I'm, "Yeah, no problem." So Scott texts me today and he says, "Hey, you ready to come on?" And I'm like, "Yeah, just give me a shout. It sounds great." And so he calls me and I'm like, "Well, where's Ralph?" And he's like, "Oh, no. I don't want Ralph. I just wanted to have you on." So Ralph,
God,
like,
I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
He wasn't even invited. And so Ralph's texting me like, "You ready to go on?" And I'm like,
"Yeah,
I don't know, man. He's telling me you're not invited."
I hate all you people. I hate you. So, I mean, what can you say? I have a reading problem. And then people making fun of my column on Channel 4 saying that I use the cliched Vegas jokes. Hey, man, not every column I write can be good enough to finish second to Les East, okay? They can't all be that good.
Anyways. Well, at least your podcast didn't lose to someone in your own family.
Yeah, that's true.
So one other note: Andrew is currently wearing a K-Swiss sweatshirt.
Oh my God.
Just
hello, 1997.
I don't know anybody wears K-Swiss unless you're a tennis player. That's like so.
My shorts are actually K-Swiss right now too. I'm fully supporting the brand.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm a big K-Swiss guy for my tennis gear.
Yep. WWL was the Raiders to Ralph Saints. That's from Narvez. All right.
Well, and the other thing, Ralph, you had mentioned it. Kamara did his – he was topless when he
topless.
Did his post-game interview. And I remember I was watching that. I was surprised. I thought he was going to be like all jacked up. He kind of had like a dad bod thing going on. He didn't really look like what I thought he would look like.
That makes me love him more. That he's got like the dad bod going on and he's still the best running back in football.
Have you seen his legs though?
No, I'm sure. Obviously, he's got his legs, and I'm sure his arms. I'm sure he's a very strong, perfectly toned individual. But I was just surprised. I mean, like he didn't have like ripped pecs or anything like that. I don't know. I was kind of surprised. Gives hope to all of us out there, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Ralph, do we have a ranking in Malta update?
Yeah, we're falling in Malta. We were number 11 today.
Oh, no.
Come on, Malta.
Get with the program, Malta.
We're out of the top 10?
I'm not going to name names, but other Saints podcasts were ahead of us.
I'm not even joking. I will fly to Malta, and I will do a live show.
Disgraceful.
I will do it.
Disgraceful.
Malta's
Make
nice,
it
right?
better,
it's
Malta.
Nice.
Do better.
Isn't Malta fancy? Kind of
I
nice.
Don't know.
I would imagine it's like an
it's
island
like
in the Mediterranean south of Italy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like all
great
yachts and shit.
Yeah. You gotta make like, that happen.
All right.
Like nightclubs that play that song that Ralph likes to play.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, you're taking too long. I teed up.
The official Malt. See, I can't believe it. I am falling down on the job tonight. I totally forgot to play this.
Oh, yeah, the song. Yeah.
During the Q&A. Falling down on the
Blew
job.
Blew it.
So, that's on me. But we got to get to, before we get out of here, the Saints, Andrew. They are hosting the Packers, the 2-0 Packers, one of only like four teams in NFL history to score 40 points. Average 40 points their first two games. Detroit is
You mean their first three games, right?
No, two. They played – well, come on. Andrew! Jesus, Mr. Negativity.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available – on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, but here's the thing. The Saints are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Aaron Rodgers has looked amazing, but Detroit is Detroit, and Minnesota has looked god awful 2 weeks. So how confident are we that the Packers are an elite great team? So what do you got? Saints, Packers, and who's your star of the day for the Saints? Or if you predict them to lose, who's the star of the day for the Packers?
Yeah, I'm worried about Drew Brees. You know, he needs to step up his game. And, you know, like I said, I think if the secondary doesn't pick up their play, Rodgers is going to put 40 up on him easy, you know. And so if you get into one of those kind of games, then Brees needs to be on his A game. And he needs to be putting up 40 points too if the Saints want a shot at winning this. So that's where I'm just concerned. Can he get into a shootout? And, you know, maybe that the Saints are like, you know what, we're not going to play that kind of game. You know, we may lean on Kamara. And so we'll see. I tend to think the Saints will rebound because they always do. I think they'll clean up the penalties. I think there'll be a big emphasis on that this week. Hopefully they get Davenport back. We'll see about Michael Thomas. Another big one to watch is Davante Adams. You know, he got banged up last week, so I don't know if he's going to play or not, but that's something we'll need to pay attention to this week. You know, I think the Saints eke this one out. I think they're going to feel a sense of urgency. This is a big-time game, prime time at home. I know there's no fans, but I'd like to think that still makes a difference that you're in your own environment. So I'm going to say Saints 31, Packers 27. It's going to be a tight game. It's going to be nervous, but the Saints are going to pull it out.
And
star of the day
for the Saints.
I'm going to go Traquan. I think Traquan's going to have another big game, and he's going to have a huge touchdown.
Yeah. So we got one more hotline person to play.
Wait. We'll work it into my thing.
Okay, go. So Dave, give me your prediction. The wait is finally over. Football is back. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
I agree with a lot of things Andrew said. I think they're going to rebound, and I think they're going to rebound, in a big way. Obviously, they're home. Crowd's not going to be there. I'm not sure how much of an effect it really has at this point. At least they don't have to travel. That's good. But obviously, Green Bay's a great team. I think considering what happened in week two, I would say most of the experts are going to be picking the Saints to lose this one. Again, like Andrew said, we'll see what happens with Davante Adams. He's on my fantasy team. So, again, bittersweet here. I don't know what I'm rooting for. But Rodgers is... Rodgers has kind of been doing a fuck you tour of the NFL season, so that's got me nervous. But you asked last, during the question segment, what's the most Saints thing that can happen, and I think that's that they blow him out. I think it'll be Saints 42, and I think it'll be Packers 10. I think all the arm truthers.
Wow.
And I think the Saints, the Drew Brees arm truthers are going to be put in their place. I think Drew's going to have a great game, just like Nola said. I'll tell you what's not going to happen. We had a hotline caller who called in earlier this week about Michael Thomas and his injury. I definitely don't think Michael Thomas will be coming back. Play the hotline. Play that call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say, first of all, love this hotline idea. Whichever one of you guys came up with this, fucking genius. Give that guy a raise. I had a hot take I wanted to share. I was listening to your emergency podcast about Michael Thomas's high ankle sprain, and I just have to say that Andrew is living in fucking la-la land. He won't rule out the possibility of Thomas playing this Monday night. Are you fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of here. Listen to your buddy Ralph. Thomas will not be back before the week six bye. Book it. And you're worried about what the offense is going to look like without MT playing? You didn't seem to worry last week when the Saints beat the Bucks. And where was Thomas in that game? Nowhere. You don't know what this offense is going to look like? It's going to look just like it did on Sunday. Everything is going to be fine. If you have Jared Cook on your fantasy team, start the shit out of him because he's about to have a huge fucking month. My life.
That's Marty Mariello from the Bywater.
That didn't age too well.
Yeah. Guy's a sexy beast.
I guess Jared Cook did score a touchdown.
Yes, also on my fantasy team. One catch, 9 points for the catch. It was great.
Man.
Yeah. He kind of had a dog shit game.
So, I'm completely...
Dave, how much did you pay that guy to leave that message?
It was free.
That guy leaves a lot of voicemails. He loves the hotline.
That guy fucks. Hey, dude, leave some poontang for the rest of us, dude. Come on, man.
I am conflicted about this game. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to write for my Channel 4 column later in the week. I have no idea on predictions. I am not feeling good about this game at all. I think the Saints need to be left for dead and given up on. I think I'm going the opposite of Dave. I'm going 38-17 Packers. The Saints are going to hit the rock bottom. Panic in the streets. Panic at the disco. It's going to be horrible Monday at Saints Twitter. But the Saints, they'll get it together, and they'll be fine the rest of the year. But it is going to be ugly on Sunday night.
So do you pick, like, the dog shit player of the
I'm not going to play star of the day. I'm going to play this instead.
You got to block people on a screen. Shit, he gets the ball out there, and two guys, big old animals, nail his ass. Shit.
That's... So that's going to the Packer defense is going to look amazing. So I'm going to say 38-17 Packers. And the media will be they'll be slurping Aaron Rodgers and throwing dirt on Drew Brees. That's my prediction. If I'm wrong, we'll just play it at the top of the show and everyone will laugh at me.
I feel like you should have to drink whatever the opposite of Bud Light Lime is on the show.
I guess that would be like a barrel aged stout, like a really dark beer that's like 15% alcohol or something like that. By the way, we didn't talk about our drinks. I am drinking, this is from Nick, who sent me some beer. I think he might be sending some to you as well.
I didn't get any.
I don't know. That's what the letter means.
Aren't you supposed to send us some of that to me?
Oh no, I'm drinking all of it. This is a wit beer. It's very good. I've had two of these already tonight. I think he brewed it because we had said we need like a Saints happy hour beer. So I think this might be like the official Saints happy hour beer right here. So
what do you give
it? Thank you, Nick.
This has potential. I'm drinking a Hoegaarden, little Belgian.
It's actually probably very similar to what I'm drinking, actually.
I drank two
Vit beer,
Bud Light Limes. So there.
He also sent us thumb drives with a whole bunch of Saints games on them. I got to get to you.
Yeah,
guys.
And Ben, a listener, fan of the show, he sent me some cool patches that I will use. And I thank you, Ben, for that. It was like an Astros patch and like an LSU Saints patch merged together. It was very cool. So listen, thanks for everybody for joining us. Sign up before October 1st, either if you're a patron now, just become an annual patron. If you're not a patron, become an annual patron. And you get 10% off. It's amazing. You get the booze bundle. You can get the t-shirt. You get it all. Just go out. It's just live life. Be like those wonderful patrons between 2 and 6 a.m. on Monday morning, the five of them. They made great decisions because great decisions get made at 2 a.m. Let me tell you. Sign up for this podcast. It'll be the best money you spend all month. So for Kevin, we had to eject. For Dave, for Andrew, I'm Ralph. until next week, the bar is closed.
Who dat?